I got to be honest. We were just talking about the trade that Kansas City made from New England, right? And this, like, when you get towards the trade deadline in the NFL, it's like edge rushers and wide receivers are baseball's version of a power hitter and relievers. A reliever, right? You know what I mean? Like, you're going to get, like, we need back into the bullpen help.
Or
you got to shut the door in the eighth.
Or that fifth starter.
Right.
Or a flamethrower.
Everybody that plays fantasy baseball, if you have a closer, you're always terrified because you're like, dude, my closer's going to get traded at the deadline and he's going to become a setup man and there's no more saves. All right. So a lot of this news is kind of coming down. Well, yesterday, Dan Campbell stepped to the podium, all right, and he was excited.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, could be.
What do you think of, no, seriously, though, has he come to you with something?
Yeah, could be.
Right. What you hear there is Dan Campbell being asked, have come to you with any possible trades? And that little thud you heard right there at the end, that's him jumping up and down like my four-year-old son. Yeah, boom. Yeah, could be. Smiling. In that moment, guys, I got to be honest with you. I don't think the Falcons are going to make any trades. I haven't set myself up for the Falcons to make any trades as far as any edge rushers go. And Lord knows we've heard every name under the sun, Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, all these other guys, right? But I don't think it's going to happen. So when I looked at Dan Campbell and I looked at how gritty and how tough that team plays and how well they've been playing on both sides of the ball, and I thought about the fact that they could have lost a guy in Aiden Hutchinson, and it sounds to me like adding a pretty elite edge guy, possibly, if not another position. A little bit of jealousy, man. A little bit of jealousy to how excited he might have been in that
situation.
Who do you
think that
could be?
I don't know. I mean, look, I think any Lions fan's going to say, it's Max Crosby.
That's what I was thinking.
If I was Max Crosby, I'd want to go.
Mark Davis came out and said that they wouldn't be trading him before or after, which equates to never, but you never, you know, I don't rule anything
out. I'd
want
to go there if I was him. Why wouldn't you want to play for that team?
Don't even think
not
about
that he
this
doesn't,
year.
But why would the Raiders want to get, I mean, you would not want to get rid of a player like that.
No, not for a late first round pick would be the best you could get. But imagine that next year. Imagine Aiden Hutchinson and Max Crosby. What kind of nicknames could you ask?
Do you remember when we talked, and Raheem talked about the PFF grade for Arnold Ebuchadie, and I looked at it, and the number one edge in the NFL in that moment. So he gets hurt, and you're going to bring in. I don't know who it's going to be. I don't think it's Max Crosby, but that would be cause for Dan Campbell to jump up and
That's
down on the
I
stage in a press,
say.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like that would, like, you look at the smile.
Could be.
Yeah, could be.
That's my favorite thing in the world about the PFF crowd is they'll use why someone sucks. But then when you give them a grade to say that's why that guy is better than you think, they'll be like, no,
I don't know. Doesn't involve everything.
Appreciate, I just love how candid Dan Campbell is. And dude. So you don't, usually people tiptoe around trade rumors or trade talk, or the coach is going to be like, hey, refer those GM or maybe something generic like that.
Yeah, Raheem's, we're always looking. Yeah, we're always looking.
Yeah, I liked his candor.
I did too.
You like how Raheem wears his pants on the sidelines?
What?
Kind of pulls them up.
What?
Never noticed it.
He pulls them up a little bit. And
got the joggers on? Is that what?
Yeah, he pulls the joggers up a little bit.
I don't mind it. It's
McDaniel
look.
I think it's comfortable, man. I've done it before.
Listen, between that and Bama fans wondering, you know, Nick's always worn a polo on the sideline. They've been losing their mind over Kalen DeBoer wearing a lightweight hoodie. It's just ridiculous.
Well, Nick Saban wore a pullover. I mean, I know he had he had the collar shirt on, but he had a freaking pullover.
Well, look, Bear Bryant wore a suit, so Nick Saban. You know, what are you doing wearing
so
a polo?
So did Gene Stallings.
You know what I mean? So what are we doing?
So you got a national title for Gene Stallings.